Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here's your host, Dr. Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director of CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thanks for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Well, today for our radio program, we are continuing our second part of our interview with Mark Andrews, who is our new acting camp director for CEF at Camp Good News in Washington, Illinois. So, Mark, thanks for being here.
Okay, great. Glad to be here.
Great. You sound excited, so that's wonderful. You know, last week on our radio program, our listening audience was able to be introduced to you, you know, just a little bit, and they heard your background and your testimony and just your passion for camp ministry. And so I was wondering if maybe you can tell us more about it, because for those of you that weren't able to hear our interview last week, I mean, Mark really, he was raised in a missionary family. He came to know Christ as a Savior at a young age, and when he's about in high school, about 15 years of age, he really felt like God was directing him, you know, to give his full life to the Lord in the camp ministry, not just as an occupation, but as a vocation. So could you tell us more about, you know, why you heart camp, you know, why you do what you do and why you believe, you know, you're so passionate about not just Camp Good News, but in camp ministry?
Yeah. I mean, camp is a special and unique place. And I know that God's been gifting me some special abilities through growing up, so of hospitality and service and being able to kind of see the ins and outs. But the thing I really love about camp is it's like for campers, it's like you cram life into a tight time frame. And so instead of like an hour a week for your programming, you've got, you know, 24 hours for, you know, 5 to 7 days, depending on the camp. And through that process, you're incubated with God's Spirit leading through that. And then you have prayerful people coming alongside you. And then the idea that they leave better with their relationship with God. And so it's just a kind of cool, it's like a mountaintop experience.
Mm, I can absolutely testify that. I mean, not that I go through a nostalgic lane, but, you know, but at the same time, you know, I grew up in a Christian home and, you know, solid Christian church, and I went to VBS, actually two VBSs. I loved it so much. But it was camp ministry, you know, that really had that impact on my life. And someone said, I don't know if you have heard this or not, but like 1 week of camp is equal to like a whole year time-wise of Sunday school. Have you ever heard that before?
Yeah. I mean, and a little bit more than that, and I'll explain a little bit later, is just the idea that it's the environment and the culture of it, it leads to so many relational things that you can deal with at the spot. So, you know, at a youth group or at a church, you kind of just have them for that hour, and then you don't see their emotion, what happens, you know, at night or when they're the problems that they have. And so having that 24-hour period of living, eating, sleeping, doing this stuff with a church community is one of those things that allows them to have better impact to what's going on. And so and so you could teach more life principles through the camp setting than sometimes you can at a church event.
Mm, I see that. And in one sense, it's almost like it's not fake discipleship, but we're not, what you're saying is that we're not really seeing the children in the real life and really getting to know them. Because if they're just seeing their little chairs for Sunday school or children's church or, you know, youth group or whatever, I mean, it's like, yes, we're getting to know them, but maybe not all of who they are. But, you know, especially thinking about our culture, I mean, just all the screen time, the media and all the things are bombarding. You know, I remember when we were praying for our new camp director, that God leading, and that was you, because you're just now starting this year as our camp director, and we're just so thankful for that. But I remember one of our board members, I think it was Rod Abel, and his prayer time, I'm not sure if you were there or not, when we were praying, you know, the Lord would guide us and direct us. He said, Lord, we need camp ministry now more than ever. And then I was talking to you on the phone, and you were talking about like this three pillars you were talking about of why these three pillars model for camp ministry. You talked about this community and teaching environment, kind of what you're alluding to. Can you talk to us more about what you mean by the three pillars?
Well, so in the camping world, if you've gone through some certain things, you realize that there's kind of three cores of the camp that make it unique. So the first thing I like to do is the environment. And so it's a place set apart. So people go there, it's not their home, it's somewhere that's different. And so, and it's a it's transformed into a different God-centered thing. So, I mean, I think of like Romans 12 is a great thing of kind of looking at how we're not to conform to the pattern of this world. And so you get it out. And but then you also see like Elijah who goes to the mountaintop to see God, or Jesus who even goes to the garden, secluded place. You have this idea of it's an environment to receive and see what God's doing. And so just to quiet down, almost like a Sabbath rest. And then you have the community, that's the second pillar of it, where you have Christian community, where you have people that are one with Christ. So even if you continue on Romans, where it talks about we're supposed to be one in the body of Christ, and you see all these one another's, and that's what it's about. It's about how we do Christ living together. And, you know, I think of even Hebrews 10:25, where it talks about never refraining from meeting together. And so this is another opportunity to just kind of meet and be this community, where sometimes in the schools or other places, we have friends that you're not able to share your, you know, have that relation with faith things as much. You know, so if you want to talk about faith, it might not be as open to talk about at the school, or then you have church where you talk about faith, but not necessarily about life, or this, hopefully this community, and just you can talk and have that openness. And then you also have the teaching or the education part of it, where the idea is that we're trying to make disciples. We're trying to teach kids how to learn the scripture, because we understand that, you know, scripture is useful for teaching, rebuking, and training in righteousness. And so they need some of that instruction. And some of that instruction will give them the written hope of Christ. And so we teach them that, but not just that. We teach them relational skills. We teach them how to relate with each other. We teach them how to be in community. And we teach them how to have these healthy environments. And so all these, you know, these cores, they kind of overlap each other in very much. So you have the environment, which is made up of the community and teaching. And then you have the community that is focused in a healthy environment and teaching. And so these all together almost kind of act as, I pointed it to like the Trinity. So we have you know, the environment of this outdoor environment that we kind of get them involved in. I think of our creator Father, and the community where you have Christ as the head of the body of Christ. And then we have, you know, the Spirit who counsels and teaches us. And so just as much as that is part of, you know, the Trinity of Christ, Father, Spirit, well, we can get that in the camping world with the just all the stuff that goes on there. So,
oh, that is awesome. And I'm just looking at this diagram that you gave me, and I wish, you know, radio, we could show this to people. But and it all is all the core of that is to is produce life change, right? I remember you told me that. You said camp changes life. That really stuck with me.
Yeah, it's the transforming. I mean, so that's what, you know, going back to Romans 12, I love that because it goes into the idea of talking about God as creator, and he's created us to be part of him, but it goes into community. Do not conform to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewal of the mind. And so we see that, that's what our goal is to see kids transformed and you know, have this mountaintop experience, but then we're sending them back to their homes and
back to the valley.
And so that's the hardship of the camp ministry is that they come into this and then they're fed and then they go back into the world and then who knows what happens.
But it impacts their life.
That's right.
And they'll never forget it. You know, those, and I don't know what it is, but I'll never forget. I mean, VBS is all my life, Children's Church and all those different things. But, you know, I've never forgotten my camp week experiences that I had, and they're just like seared into me. And maybe it's because all these things are playing together with the community and the teaching and the environment. It's just all that. I'll just never forget it. And I love that. And isn't that our camp motto, like you said, that's actually what we kind of like our subtitle for Camp Good News or something like that?
Yeah, the Camp Good News, it's a place where, I wish I had it right in front of me, but where Jesus Christ transforms the lives through biblical teaching, through community, and through outdoor adventure.
That's wonderful.
Or something of the sort there.
Okay. You know, also, too, I just really appreciate not only your heart, Mark, for God's word and for life change and transformation in the lives of these children and youth that come out to our camp, but I also love your heart for shepherding. I know when I know it feels like it's forever ago, but you know, when we were going through the application process, it really stood out to me on your resume that you just really see that your role as a camp director is to shepherd these young people and even to shepherd our camp staff that come and to serve underneath you. So could you talk to us a little bit about that, you know, your shepherding point of view of how you do ministry?
Well, some of that comes in just reading scripture and seeing what Jesus said about being the shepherd. And so I think of John 10, where it talks about him being the shepherd, and that there's this sheepfold, and, you know, he's trying to protect these sheep. And he wants them to listen to him, listen to his voice. And so that's one thing that, as I was looking at it, you know, I'm not Jesus the shepherd, but, you know,
right.
As I, you know, growing up, I always thought myself as a ram among sheep. So I'm someone that has kind of some sort of a leadership role within that. And so I guess I would humbly take on the crook of God's staff to be able to bring people into his, you know, it says Christ is the door of the sheepfold. And so I want to bring him to that. But through that, there's some great leadership of being, looking at a shepherding point of view, being like Christ and doing what Jesus says, to lay down the life of the sheep and to make them listen. And so my goal as a camp is to be that shepherd, and so lead them to Christ, but also create this sheepfold that is a safe environment where people can know that this is where they can get true teaching, a true life-changing message.
Mm-hmm.
And so my goal is to be that for the camp.
Oh, that's awesome. And that's exactly what our young people need, especially our camp staff. And you were sharing with me, I think you were saying that you know, ministry to the campers and God's word and salvation and spiritual growth is important. But also you really see that your job really is to pour into the staff themselves.
That's true. I mean, because that's one thing that sometimes more than the campers, the staff are the ones that are being discipled to teach God's word. And they're the front line. So if I train my disciples, being the staff, into doing ministry, then they can do ministry much better for the campers. And so that's my heart and my desire, is to teach and train those people how to live life for others. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of things that are happening, and I know this is springtime, and we're early in the springtime, but summer's like just around the door here. So if you were to say, I mean, I'm sure you have a lot of expectations for camp, but if you were just to give us a succinct definition of what you would see as a success this summer, your first camp summer of being a camp director in Camp Gnu's, what would you say that, yeah, that's what success looks like for this first summer?
No broken bones, no kids wishing to go home, no shutting down because of unsafe, but really...
That's funny.
the campers to know God better is the one thing, but for staff, as we mentioned, being the body of Christ and being representing that. And then just personally for me, maybe stepping back and seeing God at work, because as soon as I put my... I understand that we need... I pray Psalm 90 that God established the work of our hands, but it's his work, and we're just trying to be the implements of his, we're trying to be the fingers.
Right. So. And also we want him to do the work, and sometimes we need to just get out of the way.
That's right.
So that he can do the works. But we are going to be praying for you, and I just want to let our listening audience, we are having an open house this weekend on Sunday, March 19th, and I would love for you to come out and we have ice cream provided by Uncle Bob's and refreshments and so forth. But you know what? The best thing is to hear what God is doing. God is at work at our camp ministry at Camp Gnu's, and I'd love for you to come out and meet Mark and his family, his wife Nikki, and our board and so forth like that. And from 3 to 5 is our open house, with 4 o'clock with a short program as we install Mark officially publicly as our new camp director for Camp Gnu's. For more information about camp, I would encourage you to go to iheartcamp.org or call camp at 309-444-3255 and be sure to introduce yourself to Mark and say hi. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you have a blessed week in the Lord, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. So please tell me again. Tell me again. I don't want to forget. So please tell me again.